Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
I love that. Now, do you have access to the committee?
I have access to communication with the committee.
Okay.
Committee I've never met with.
Right. I don't think anybody has other than Dave Harrington.
It's kind of
right?
Like Charlie with the Angels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
That box on the table.
Yeah.
Angels.
Angels. Harrington keeps trying to get me into the outfits because he's already bought them and put them to his
sure.
size.
Yep.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Plus, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. We love Dave. And we love Am I Wrong. It's one of my favorite things I get to do when
yes.
I fill in on the Chad Hartman show. And I compile these as they come to me in my everyday life. So some of these could be 2 weeks old. Some of them could be from earlier this afternoon. We'll just see
okay.
how far we get with them. And
all
I
right.
got the buttons.
Am I wrong?
There we go. We're
yes.
good to go.
Nice.
All right. Am I wrong for declaring today, September 5th, 2025, the first boot day of the season?
Am I wrong?
Boot day, meaning this is typically more for women.
Yeah.
I'm not to be sexist here, but
anybody can wear cargo boots
right.
or go-go
True.
Boots, Adam. I don't know what you do
but
on Saturdays.
But I think, you know, women like the boot season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Now, I have my own calendar. I don't know if you knew this, but
New Year starts when the school year starts.
New Year started Tuesday, so
mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, by the way. We're still in that
Happy
window where you can wish somebody a Happy New Year. I also consider fall starts when the state fair starts.
Oh,
I think
so you're
fall
an early
is
adopter.
Still, and to prove me right this year, temperatures were a little on the beautiful, but
yes.
on the cooler side. Felt like a beautiful early fall. So because of that,
mm-hmm.
because in my calendar, it already is fall, you are not wrong. That it's absolutely
Thank you.
Boot season.
Thank you.
Are you wearing boots today?
I'm wearing my cargo boots.
What are cargo boots?
They're the boots that have like the, well, sometimes
thick sole.
Thick sole.
So like a Doc Martin?
Yep. We got the ankle support. Yeah, exactly. Doc Martens, except with the ankle support, because mine was just kind of the clogs when we were in middle school. That was
yep.
all the hot to trot. And I'm sure it's come all the way back around since then. Continuing with the Am I Wrong? This came to me earlier today.
Okay.
Am I wrong for putting touch tunes in the same elite racket bracket as the giant slide.
Am I wrong?
It's meaning that saying that it's a racket?
Yeah. Oh. It's the best. You just clean the slide. It's one of the great bits on multiple shows. They say it's the best racket at the fair. You just have the slide, the same potato sack since 1944.
Right. And they're raking in the dough.
Touch tunes, though. We were talking with Mark Fry earlier. It's an automatic $30 deduction to my checking account every time there's a touch tunes because I'm going to play my music and I'm going to make sure it goes first.
100%. Yes, and you want it to the front of the line. Nobody's buying it and like, oh, I'll just wait. And there's no greater joy than going into a bar and having a touch tunes that's like wide open.
Yeah.
But when you play that song and you hear the music dim because you know your song's going up first.
With arms wide open.
Yeah. Creed, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I always, people are like, let's listen to Trey songs. I want some Charlie XCX. I'm going with straight up divorced dad rock.
There is so many great practical jokes associated with touch tunes.
Mm-hmm.
One, you can play the same song over and over and over and over again. That's an easy one.
Yep.
I'm a fan of Phish, whose average song is, 15 minutes. And yes, live Phish is available on touch tunes.
Most of them.
So I could, play a 20-minute song. Also, in some places, they do block certain music, but in other places, you can play some pretty raunchy music that isn't blocked. And the best thing about it is you don't even have to be at the location to play songs.
Yes.
If I have buddies who I know are at certain bars or certain areas, I will play music just for them, like weird songs, and see if they'll text me and say, did you play the song that's playing in our bar right now? That's the beauty of touch.
So you're the guy that ruined grandma's brunch with WAP?
Yes, exactly.
I knew it came
from
somewhere. Yep.
That was me. Somebody gets it. Nothing like playing a 33-minute bathtub gin from Ventura 98 on the touch tunes. Am I right, Adam? Now, that was that's a different language of the Phish fan right there, and you are 100% correct.
Yeah, I haven't got enough crying over custody battles for me to understand that language. But I still got time in this life of ours. Okay, this one that kind of fits in to our theme for the music today.
All right.
On accident. Am I wrong for believing the trap the air bubble under the boat underwater stunt from Pirates of the Caribbean would work?
Am I wrong?
So remember.
Okay, you're going to have to refresh
Curse of the
my
Black
memory.
Pearl. They bring Jack out of jail to chase Elizabeth and the Black Pearl,
okay,
right?
Yep.
In order to get to the boat or to get to the Interceptor, which is the boat that they stole from the colonizers, they take a rowboat. They walk it under the ocean with it. They're under the boat. So they trap the air bubble and they're walking under the ocean in the trapped air bubble in the boat.
Yep.
That would work, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
I think it would work.
See, but other people tell me that's not real. They say that that's Disney stuff.
No, I think that would
work. I think
work.
That's real. I've done it with like the t-shirt because I was a t-shirt kid at the pool. I've done it. Yeah, it stays there.
There's an air bubble in
there's
the crab.
There's an air
crab.
Bubble.
Yes.
If it's a wooden tight boat,
yeah,
I think it would work.
I think it would work too. Now you're going to run out of oxygen at some point.
No,
the
it's
oxygen
fine.
Will become unbreathable.
You know what? I have a great trip for us we could go to. It's the submarine and they go to the Titanic. I hear they're launching too.
Yeah. Sign me
see
up.
See, it's same type of logic, right?
Sign me up.
Same type of logic. Okay, I think that's two or three. Should we take a break and then get to
the let's take
one?
A break and get to
look at this
a couple
professionalism.
More.
Unbelievable.
2:43, more Am I Wrong with Lindsay and Adam on WCCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So true. Keeping the white man down continuously.
Ugh.
Now, before we continue with Am I Wrong, can we clarify something? Did you mention that you were a t-shirt kid at the pool?
Definitely.
What does that mean?
That just means
you wore a t-shirt?
I wore a t-shirt over my swimsuit.
Oh.
It just means you're self-conscious from a young age.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. We're still wading through
little
the
chubby
origins.
Kid. I was a little chubby kid, so, yep. You know. And if somebody said something to me, the t-shirt would go on. To this day,
yeah,
I have problems taking my shirt off.
It's weird how childhood trauma still gets you.
Yep.
But I was just, my problem is I'm really lanky. If I had like a normal size torso, my doctor said I'd be 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm like the female Kevin Durant with legs and arms for days and then a squished accordion for a torso. It's not great. It's not great. But what is great is the time that we're having for Am I Wrong?
Yep.
I've had some pretty good ones so far. Some from a couple weeks ago, a couple from today. These next two are a little bit of a deeper cut into some emotional moments I had. I don't know if you know this, Adam. I've recently moved into a new house.
I did not know that.
And so
where?
In New Hope.
New Hope.
New Hope. Great place. Great spot in town.
Do you put the emphasis on hope or new? So you say New Hope or New Hope?
New Hope. Emphasis on the hope.
Really?
Yeah.
I always say New Hope. I always say New Hope.
Chad always says No Hope because he grew up in Golden Valley. But I tell him, if you want to go have a party on Winnetka, it's in New Hope, not in Golden Valley.
So I say New Hope. You say New Hope.
New Hope.
Okay.
New Hope. I don't know. I just like hope,
yep.
And I think it's in short supply these days, so why not manifest that every day? I live in new hope. I have new hope.
Yep.
Am I wrong for crying over left out leftovers the morning after?
Am I wrong?
I made
you got emotional
homemade
about it?
Spaghetti sauce. Like my stepdad has he cans every year, and we get so many spaghetti sauce cans, and I had made four portions so that I could freeze. I was told that you shouldn't put hot stuff into the freezer because it gets bacteria and all that stuff. So I was like, yeah, I'll just leave it out. Went to bed. So like homemade spaghetti sauce left out, I had to throw the whole thing away.
Did you have to throw that out?
I had to. What else am I supposed to do? It was out all night.
I would think spaghetti sauce could be out all night.
Who's a bacteria person? Text the text line. Tell me if this is a great regret in my life. I have many.
I don't think you needed to throw that out.
Okay. It's not right.
So text us. Like, I'm not sure. But
I was devastated.
651-461-9226. If you leave spaghetti sauce out overnight, do you have to throw it away? I don't think so. But plus, it was warm, right? So it was cooling down. Oh, there's meat in it?
There's meat in there.
Yeah, but the meat was cooked.
Yeah. That's why we got our big brains. Get more calories out of
cooking. I don't think you needed to throw that. I would have probably saved it.
You would have said, it's fine.
And then gotten sick and then paid for it, but I would have saved it.
Yeah, I cried. It ruined my morning.
Did you really cry?
I cried. It was an emotional morning, Adam.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I cry about smaller things because at the time, the bigger things, I have trouble processing.
I get
so that's
that.
How I roll.
No shame in that.
Yeah, that's all right. As long as it comes out, you got to cry, though. The shedding is very much necessary for your body.
One before you get to the next one.
Yeah.
Overly cautious on the sauce, says my mom, that's a microbiologist.
Oh, thank you.
And then somebody else says toss it.
So the microbiologist says it's probably okay. That's devastating.
You're overly cautious in throwing it off.
That's me, though. I'm overly cautious in general. Unless an old man is asking me to come down into his basement, in which I will leave my phone and any weapon in my car.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about that question. I've already told that question here. All right. Am I wrong for not using my partner's knife for the same spread because I saw fingerprinted peanut butter?
Am I wrong?
I needed a new
knife. I'm sorry. Say that again.
My partner used knife to make peanut butter bagel.
Yep.
I'm going to make peanut butter bagel. I can't use the knife that she just did because I see the fingerprint in the peanut butter on the knife. I can't.
Oh,
I
no. Can't. You're, I, no, I, that's totally right.
I just can't. It's just another knife. I know it's wasteful. Water's in short supply. The water wars, they're coming at them. Get your Dasani, but don't.
So how did the finger get in the...
that's what I'm wondering. It's a wandering hand.
Yeah.
What kind of grip are you using? Is it a continental? Is it an overlap?
Like a golf club?
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, there's a fingerprint in the peanut butter on the knife. No, you're using...
Absolutely not.
Knife. I would almost like if you... Like if you're using the knife, like I would almost want to use a totally different knife.
Right. I would just say that in general, but once I saw the fingerprint, I could identify her other than dental record... I was like, I need a new knife.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
No, right. I think I'm fully behind you on that one.
Okay, I'm glad. This is going a lot better than
damn the wasted water.
Yeah.
People are lighting me up, by the way.
Why?
It says, Adam, you've lost your mind. I'm never eating at your house if you don't know food safety better than that. Adam, have you lost your mind? That is botulism at its finest.
Yeah, just let the potato salad heat up in the sun.
Tomato is acidic. I bet you eat old pizza. Of course.
Yeah, but it wasn't cold, though. We didn't cool it down. I didn't freeze the germs.
Once it was between the temp of 40 and 140, you have 4 hours to either heat it up above 140 or cool it below 40 after that bacteria grows.
Yeah. And some bacteria is good bacteria. If we get rid of all the bacteria,
Doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Okay. Well, you should test that next time. Next time I'll keep it. I'll bring it in studio and I'll make sure it doesn't
two
go
two bowls. One, if you eat one of them, you're going to get really sick.
There you go. All right. Last one I have here. Am I wrong for thinking that the Cars for Kids jingle is the most effective jingle of all time?
Am I wrong?
I have honorable mentions that are certainly up there, but that jingle is so pervasive, so bothersome, that my uncle mutes the TV every time it comes on. Every time. He's like, you gotta do it. He has such an aversion, but we have Whopper, Whopper, Junior Whopper. That's in the running.
$5 footlong. Remember that one?
Yeah, $5
with the robot.
$5. There's berries and cream. Berries and cream. That was a Super Bowl commercial one time. What about we have the meats?
Yep. I mean, it doesn't have to be liked to be effective.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point.
And I think the Cars for Kids is universally loathed.
Yes, and it's
I don't think
big
there's
corp
one
either.
Person out there who's just indifferent to it, or you know, hey, that's kind of catchy.
Yeah,
people loathe it.
We need Pablo Torre to get to the bottom
so,
of whoever did the Cars for Kids jingle.
In that way, it absolutely is effective.
Any other advertisers on this radio station?
You
want to say?
Well, you got to sling them later on.
I think as long as Cars for Kids pays their bill,
yeah,
it's one of the best.
One of
jingles.
The best.
It is.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's very effective at
You're
doing
pro
its job. I'm pro. That's what I'm saying. Is it the most effective jingle of all time? I have nothing wrong with it. I just think that it's the one that sticks out the most.
Does it make you want to donate your car to kids?
It certainly puts it in my mind when my car
like
starts
not.
To crap out. I'm like, maybe it's something
maybe
that I need to look
kids.
Into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody you want to bash?
I'll bash the Cars for Kids. I'm sorry. It's not enjoyable. And the guy who sings it, it's terrible.
Wow.
The kids are okay.
Kids?
No, they're not.
But the guy who's singing, he's terrible.
I don't
want
to give my car to kids.
I don't either.
Kids, you're on your own. I mean, in this city, they just take a car.
Take a car, right? Yeah.
Why should I be giving my car to the damn kids? What have they done for me?
Right.
Hmm. But yeah.
Would you eat pasta sauce left out overnight?
Oh, hell yes.
What?
So would I.
Yeah. My wife and I have this argument all the time. Like, if you get leftovers and you leave them in the car and you forget to put, I'm like, let's roll the dice.
Right on.
How many times have you been wrong?
I've never gotten sick.
You've never had food poisoning?
No.
You never had both exits?
No.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
not
I have. Sorry for having the constitution of a man.
Right.
Okay?
I didn't realize I was doing Radio Joey Chestnut over there.
Well, the only time I've had food poisoning, it was not like something that was, I mean, it might have been something that was left out, but I ate it at a restaurant. So it's on them.
This is your generation. Your generation has
the
softest, most delicate gut ever.
Right.
All those damn vaccinations.
Just food waste.
God.
Back in our day, we didn't worry about gut bacteria.
Right.
We were making all the bacteria we needed by eating leftover food that had been left in the car overnight.
Kids are starving and she's throwing away perfectly good pasta.
You guys could save people a lot of money who need fecal transplants. Yeah. Just eat one of those.
Maybe the kids wouldn't need your cars if you just, you know, eat some leftovers and stop being so wasteful.
Right.
Get a job, you kid.
Yeah.
They yearn for the mines.
1-877
Oh, gosh.
Are you doing your thing today? Is that the plan? Your canopy spot?
Are we just
not now? I'm just asking on your show.
You tell me.
What do you think? He's just volunteering his time coming in here to like just kick it back and forth.
A champion of the advertisements. Money's got to move, baby.
I'm very pro advertising.
I know you are.
We love it, man. We love you for it.
Well, I'm just trying to keep everybody else working around here.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me tell you, the percentage of this that's coming to me is not exactly where I'd like to see it. But I'm glad to keep the Adam and Jordana show on the air.
Thank you.
It's a source of endless entertainment for me while I'm driving around in the morning and sending texts to Adam about things that.
Now, do you send texts to Jordana? Like, do you have side texts with her too?
Wow.
You don't have to answer that.
I feel like I should. Do I? I have.
Good.
Yeah. It's not just one sided, but it's mostly one sided.
All right.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel.
What
about
time
that.
Is this show over?
Relatively soon.
All right.
Maybe like 5 seconds.
What do you got coming up other than canopy?
Well, how about I tell you in 1 minute?
Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.